cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to Wedding Central.
Woo-hoo.
And we actually thought about it. This is our second week.
Yes.
On a Thursday slot at 10 o'clock in the morning. So those of you who are listening, welcome to us. This is us. My name is Carly.
My name is Ndombi.
And we talk everything to do with weddings.
Yes. What are we talking about today, Carly?
So we're getting into festive season weddings. I mean, festive season, I think when you go to the shops already has kind of hit.
Yeah. Long before. Sometimes it's like by September.
It's like September. October,
and it's like spring day and then Christmas.
So we're talking about getting married over the festive season. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What to think about? So Ntombi, what is your thoughts on this time of the year?
Look, festive season always going to be like our busiest, you know, November. I always say October, November, December is very, very busy. And it's almost like that first 16, 17 days of December. Chock-a-chock-a-chock-a-block. People can't avoid it. It's like the best time of the year. I also feel like the atmosphere in South Africa is so much better.
Everybody's in
December.
The party.
Yeah, I mean,
you can even feel it on the roads a little bit. We haven't even hit December. And you can start to see, like, everyone's starting to wind down and you're like, okay.
100%. So I definitely think in terms of vibe and mood, it's definitely a great time of year. But sure, there are things to think about. I mean, there's festive season and then there's like particular dates that you need to kind of be cautious of. Over that December period.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, the new year, in terms of corporates, everybody's starting to have their year-end functions. A lot of them have them in November as well. But then people are literally back-to-back with functions
100%.
To try and get in there. Well, obviously, you will get in there first because you should have sent or saved the dates out possibly this time last year.
100%.
Just to keep people open.
So. And this is the thing. People need to be aware that people plan for December so far in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when you come back from December holidays in January, you already start saying, right, this year we're going to this place and this place. This is how much it's going to cost. These are the dates that we're leaving. And everyone kind of works towards those dates. So if you are going to have a wedding over December, you can't say people take leave on the 12th. You can't decide for them. You literally have to give them a save the date quite a ways in advance because people plan their family holidays all around that time.
So, I mean, if you are getting married this time of the year and you really didn't take that into consideration, maybe if you're thinking about it for next year and this is the time of the year you're thinking of, I would suggest those save the dates are going out now just so that people can prepare.
100%.
And you also don't want, as much as it is your wedding and you want to be selfish because it is all about you, you've got to be realistic that people have lives, they have families, they want to go on holiday. We work hard.
100%.
So give people enough warning so that they're not having to...
Of all of the holidays in the year, December's the one time where people will prioritize family. You know, I feel like Easter, people are like, oh, you know, I won't go, or, you know, you'll dilly-dally about it, or, you know, you prioritize your friends or whatever. But I mean, December is prime family time. So
let's talk about it. I mean, from your experience, what is the busiest weekend for weddings in December?
It's just before and around that 16th.
Oh my
that
God,
public holiday. Like from
start counting down.
Like the 12th, you know, all the way up to like the 18th, a couple of days before and a couple of days after. It's almost like the week of, because a lot of people, it is that first 2 weeks of December is kind of where people are ending off at work. So even if they are still going to work after they leave earlier, or, you know, it's just not as hectic. So that week, people are having weddings on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday, like every single day you could be booked with something because it's so hectic.
I'll never forget the one weekend we had a wedding on just before the 16th, on the 15th. So it was the last working Friday of the year, and it was an afternoon wedding, but they also had a year end function the venue on the same day. Nobody wants to leave a year-end function early. They put a bit of booze in them and it's like, you know. And we still had to set that wedding up while the ceremony was happening.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
Ridiculous.
The pressure.
So that week has haunted me. That date has haunted me forever. But I mean, yes. I mean, you look at this year. Friday, it's the 16th. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time for people.
100%. And that's probably going to be that last day.
Yeah.
And like that's going to kick off people's kind of holiday. So if you are having a wedding on that date, particularly, you know, and I know quite a few people. I mean, I'm even booked for a wedding on the 15th because the following day is a public holiday.
Yeah.
So people will have already, you know, started taking leave throughout that
week.
You know,
it's tricky when setting those dates because, you know, yes, you can do the 16th, but then after that, people do want to go on their holidays.
100%.
So, you know, you do miss a lot of people that have already planned.
You know, the truth of the matter is, and, you know, Carly, the truth is people are going to charge you more after you start booking after the 20th. Mm. Because from the 20th, come on, guys.
they actually say, I mean, if you look at some of the blogs and things like that, they are rude days.
Yes, absolutely.
They are rude days to get married.
They are rude. Absolutely. You know? You are inconvenienced. Everybody, like, it's like, I don't care if you're paying me, but come on, you know.
But that is your decision whether to work or not.
100%. I like literally charge quadruple what I charge to make sure that you're like, yes, as if they take it, I'll be so sad.
I'm so, what, and Tommy, in your opinion, what are the rude days of the year?
I think the rude days of the year is anything after the 20th.
Yeah.
Quite literally, any like 21st, whatever the case is. Definitely. I mean, I had an inquiry the other day of somebody who wanted to get married on the 25th. And I said, I literally picked up the phone and I said, you can't be serious.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas is a day where people stay in their pajamas for like most of the morning. And,
well, I mean,
you know,
Saturday
family
is the
24th, lunch.
So you will have people getting married on Saturday 100%, the 24th. 100%.
Yeah. Like, that's definitely a rude day.
Yeah.
You know, those 3 days, 24th, 25th, 26th, definitely a rude day. And then we must also talk about
New Year's. Let's talk about that. I mean, maybe you are wanting to do a very intimate family thing. You don't actually invite. You don't invite any of your friends, but who's just wants to invite only their family to them?
Strictly, yeah.
You know, you could do something like that where it's just literally your family members at a wedding, and then it's not. Then it's just like having a nice Christmas dinner
if you are having like 12 people, because it literally needs to be immediate. But I always say also sometimes, you know, your families aren't already getting along that well at that point at the wedding. People don't know each. I mean, it's different for other people. Yeah. Do you understand? But sometimes you find that the families have just kind of met through the engagement and like they're not 100% friendly. Mm. Now you're forcing us to spend one of the most family orientated days together with people that we don't really know. You know,
can you imagine they say no kids? Actually, it's supposed to be singing Christmas carols around the tree.
Exactly. And who's going to stay with them because the other people are with their families?
Yeah,
you know. So it just, for me, those are like no go zones.
It does sound quite exciting because it is such a celebratory time of the year.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have had a wedding on New Year's Eve. It was a party. They do, like people do say, and if you look at the blogs, that is not actually a rude time of the year to get married. Mm. I think it's rude for the suppliers.
Yeah, you know what?
You know, like I'll never forget.
I just could not.
We did that for the New Year's Eve wedding, and I've done it once, and I've done it. I've got it in my list of done things. But I even had to include my husband. Now, my husband's an engineer, and he was the ice cream scooper.
They had
an ice cream bar at their wedding. Just to have my husband at
New Year's.
So you
guys are together.
So we could celebrate and give each other a New Year's kiss.
Yeah.
You know, I had to include my husband at the wedding. So, you know, it's tough on people.
Yeah, and I always say, you know, you have to really be realistic. And, you know, kudos to the suppliers that are willing to work on those days. Mm. Because, you know, for us, it's busy season. You know, if season kicks off, you know, it's even earlier now, you know, halfway through August, all the way, and you are pushing and pushing. It's 4, 5.5 heavy months.
Mm. Sounds so spoiled, you know. Then Tombi, if we were Cape Town suppliers, that is, they just go, they roll from one thing day to the next in December because they have everybody in Cape Town.
100% because it's holiday season. Yeah. And you see, that whole thing is a dynamic.
So it might be different, hey? Just
and
Joburg,
that, yeah, but that might be a dynamic of destination weddings.
Yeah.
Because if there's a wedding down there, I'm going to include it in the holiday. I would have told people on time. You know, that completely could be a whole different dynamic. Mm. But in Joburg, where people live and work, understand?
Joburg's in shutdown in December.
I mean, you can get everywhere in 10 minutes. You can get everywhere in 10 minutes. It takes me like, you know, an hour to drive 20 kilometers. But I mean, in December, 10 minutes, you're there. So it just, for the suppliers, I know, and I've spoken to many suppliers, and I'm sure you can agree.
Yeah.
They just, you know, come the 18th, we are all just ready to collapse.
Yeah.
Like there is just, you know.
You know,
I was
chatting to somebody as well in terms of, you know, you've got to be careful so much as a supplier what you put on social media. One more wedding for the year, five more left. And you know, what if your bride is following you and likes to stay counting? You know, it's not very nice.
100%.
And because we put so much energy in, we want to have our full attention on the client. So yeah, it does.
Yeah, 100%. And I love that you mentioned that, because the truth is we do invest a lot in weddings. I don't care who says what, even the guy that's putting in your dance floor, he wants your wedding to be nice. He wants you to really make, you know, that dance floor must be hella perfect for your wedding. So people really invest emotionally in your weddings. So investing so much, so close together, so often.
Yeah.
It gets exhausting. Yeah, it's no fault of anybody. We love doing the weddings. Your body just can't anymore.
I think you and I did a wedding together in December last year.
Mm.
At Red Ivory. Was it in December?
Yes.
And there, that weekend, we were just, I sat back and I said, you know, if I had to give anybody a piece of advice that was planning their wedding in terms of dates, I wouldn't actually encourage the middle to the end of December because it's just people are physically exhausted. Yeah. And I know maybe we shouldn't be saying this because people will never book us in December.
You know, and you know, the thing is, what I like about it is we've spoken to other suppliers. It's not just like us two.
Yeah.
That second week of December, especially, you know, around that weekend, that hectic, because that's almost like the last hurrah of the year.
Yeah.
Your suppliers are exhausted. They've probably been pushing weddings literally every single weekend, 2-3 weddings every single weekend from September. So you can understand that emotional investment, setups, break, the hours, the stress,
and
all of that stuff.
And also, because it's festive season, the weddings tend to go that much
longer,
later.
Longer,
because everyone's,
more relaxed.
I'm going on holiday soon. I don't have to worry about
The bonuses are in, so I can spend more at the bar. And, you know, it just becomes this whole
and
party.
And I mean, you think about that whole 16th. Of December, it literally, they're like, a lot of people will start, like this year, they will start on Monday with weddings. If you
100%.
Talk to venues, they are booked right from Thursday, the Thursday before,
100%.
And they will go sometimes 20 weddings in the space of a couple of a week.
100%, because people are literally, and that's why I was saying, like, every single day of the week, you know, after, I feel like it's after like the 12th where every day is a go.
And also, if you think about it from a bride's perspective, they want to get, a lot of people want to get married at this time because then they can take December leave, but for their honeymoon.
100%. So you've got more time and you're not taking it out of your leave and all of those kinds of calculations. But what do you think in terms of what is the supplier booking process much more strenuous around booking at the end of the year? Like, what do I need to take into consideration because it's now festive season?
Well, I mean, it does depend on how close you go to Christmas and New Year's. I know from a floral and decor perspective, I always check, like, if we look this week, this year, Saturday is New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So the market will be open, but there's certain times of, well, the market where we get all our flowers are actually, they're only open
certain
days. Well, they're open every day except a public holiday.
Okay.
So obviously there's a lot of public holidays around that time, between Christmas and New Year's. When are you going to get your flowers?
100%. Like, these people that do the weddings, even that break between, you know, the 25th and the 31st.
Yeah.
People do a lot of weddings during that time because they're like, oh, Christmas is over, the New Year, I mean, let's get to it or whatever. But, you know, that there's a 3-day break in there where nobody is working.
Yeah. And I mean, if you really think about it, sometimes between that Christmas and New Year's, in terms of flowers, you are literally you babying these flowers over a public holiday in this heat, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I always say maybe we should do it like lilies as opposed to like daisies and roses and hydrangeas. Oh my God, please don't do that. we won't help you. I think all the clients always want to hydrangeas and peonies are in season at the moment.
Yes,
we got them this morning on the auction.
Right.
But peonies, everybody wants.
Yeah. But I mean, they're here for like, I feel like 3.5 days in a year.
Yeah.
They're
going next week.
Exactly. We get them for days. It's not even. And you know, when a bride says to me peonies, I'm just like, look.
Like,
we'll try our luck.
Promise.
Yeah, we'll try our luck, but don't set your heart. If they're there, they're there. But yes, it's a tough one. But you have to understand that your suppliers do go on a break. And also, guys, things may be unavailable.
Yeah.
People go, you know, surprise, surprise, suppliers have kids and families and they also go on family holidays because their families aren't in the wedding industry. So you find that trying to book a venue, it's closed. You know, I was trying to book a chase the other day and the place closes on the 16th. Yeah. Like that's their last day. And it's just like, shucks, guys, like if you haven't booked your stuff on time, places are closed. It's not a matter of booked. Some places close down.
And you would think like, oh, you know, if there's lots of weddings happening in this time? Why don't they stay open? But I think that comes down to where you are.
Yes.
We have been on the go. June, July, now in Johannesburg, we don't have breaks. Yes. We used to.
Yeah, but not so much anymore. Yeah.
July, okay, it's like shutdown. Mm. But we don't anymore. So especially in Johannesburg, it's going on the go from January through to the till 16th, 17th of December. And then it's shut down.
That's what we kind of aim for. In terms of what you can expect in terms of guest numbers, in terms of cancellations, I always find chances are if you're having a wedding in December, everyone you invite is going to come. Some people try to invite. Yeah.
don't have a big guest list. I had a client come in the other day. She says, it's 200 guests, but we're hoping for 150. You're not going to have that in December.
100%. And that's what people have to understand. You know, some people even invite more, saying that, you know, no, we're inviting out of courtesy. No, they're probably not going to come. I promise you, if your wedding's in December, chances are those people are definitely going to come. Yeah, there's some months where you're like, oh,
and you're going to have them saying, can I bring my partner? Mm, or, you know, like,
because their partner's there. Or, you know, so it's time to be together. People are going to definitely come with more plus ones. People are going to gate crash more because it's December time and everybody's looking for a party or alcohol.
Tombi, we're talking quite negative about getting married in this time of the year, but it is a fabulous time of the year. If you've got all your supplies and you've got, it's such a nice time of the year, and people will physically enjoy that wedding that much more because everyone's a lot more relaxed.
Yeah. One thing to consider, and I know it does sound like negative.
we're festive. It's all festive. We've got like even happy tinsel in the, we've got tinsel in the studio. We've got our little hats and we're trying to feel all festive.
Yeah, 100%. But one thing I always say also with my clients who are getting married over December, a lot of them do tend to go for brighter colors. And you do have to watch that you don't end up looking like a Christmas party.
Yeah. I mean, I had a client that had a red and silver wedding.
Yes.
And she was it was a more mature couple. Uh-huh. And they literally just wanted a candle in the middle and a nice wreath.
Flowers, yeah.
And I mean, wreath and Christmas, it's like, and then red.
That
oh,
is 100% Christmas. That, you know, so you really do have to watch in terms of, and you find they do, so they'll say they want glass balls and you just start to think of the stuff from, you know, your Christmas ornaments on the trees and, you know, like, can we add, and you're just like, oh my God, it's going more, and they say no, they want metallic, they want gold, and you're just like, oh, here we go.
But why not?
Yeah,
you know, actually, you think about it, why not have a full-on themed Christmas wedding?
Oh, zero, I cannot agree with that. No, I don't support it.
I haven't done anything like that before, but you know what? It could be quite cool.
100%. No, but no. I can't support the theme of Christmas because it has so many other connotations. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just, for me, make your wedding day something for you. You know, don't make it something for, you know, that everyone can associate with. Ooh, it's a Christmas party. It's a year-end function. No, it doesn't have to be that at all. Another thing that you need to consider over doing December is weather. You know, obviously in Joburg particularly.
Oh my gosh, how many of your clients right now are absolutely petrified of what is going to happen this
100%,
weekend?
100%, because the weather is, it's temperamental. Mm. And in summer we do get our thunderstorms. Mm. So we have beautiful like summer days, even the summer evenings, but we can have half an hour of a terrible storm. And, you know, that could be right in the middle of your ceremony. And, you know, because it's summer, a lot of people try to plan their weddings outside. My ceremonies in the garden, my cocktail hours, you know, band playing, life is great. Because it's that vibe that we want. That, like,
I get those small heart palpitations when I sit with a client for the first time and she says, no, she's getting married in like November, December, January, Feb. And she says, no, it's an outside ceremony. I think, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as true as Bob, just as you're finished setting up, there comes, you can see the clouds rolling in 100%. Half an hour before the ceremony's about to start. You're like,
dashing.
Oh,
dashing. Yeah, I know. I mean, a friend of ours, a photographer, he told us that they literally had clear skies and everything, and she walked down the aisle and literally, as she got to the front, storm, rain, like the people were running, but like they were soaked. So she did a second walk inside, but she was soaking wet as she got down the aisle. Because, you know, life does happen. And that's the thing, our thunderstorms, you know, we could look like the there's nothing that's going to happen, and it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you make peace with the fact that, you know, you have to choose a venue that has an inside place that you'd be happy with to get married in. And you need to choose a place that's got enough space for everything that you want to happen.
Yeah. And also, if it is a last minute, they have to change you in from a garden wedding into an inside wedding, you might have gone balls to the walls with decor, but that decor might not work inside. Maybe
100%.
You got shepherd's hook stuck in the grass.
Yeah.
It can't happen. It 100%. Just, you can't do that in a chapel unless you tie it to the pews.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, and it's also a timing thing.
It really
you may not have anything in your chapel if it's about 15 minutes or 10 minutes before you walk down the aisle.
100%. And that's what I'm saying. You know, choose a place that you're going to be at peace with. And I always try my best with the ceremony to make it beautiful, because that's almost why we're here.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the moment you're going to remember. That's the moment you become his wife.
And I find a lot of people forget that.
Yes, that's why we're here. You know, people don't come to...
20 or 15 minute ceremony. Yes, okay, that's probably a good time. Because people don't want to sit for very long.
Yeah, I'm not coming for mass. but definitely, you know, make sure that you speak to your suppliers about what's possible and that's what I was trying to say with regards to the space. A lot of times you have, obviously, maybe you have a chapel and then you have your cocktail hour. Sometimes if there's no space for your cocktail to move inside, then your guests have to actually go into the reception, and you almost have to miss out in terms of photography on whether you're going to do a post shoot or whether you're going to do your shoot, you know, in the rain or inside or whatever the case is. Make peace with the fact that if your reception is going to start at 2:30 now, because now there's rain and all of that stuff, and people are allowed to be, the candles and the light won't be as wow as we had planned it to be.
Yeah.
Or make sure that you maybe have some money put aside, which I know is very difficult for wedding, because there's no extra money anywhere. But if you do, then maybe make sure there is something aside where you can maybe put up a marquee so that people can have the cocktail hour and that your reception is as wow as you had planned it to be.
And just in terms of your marquee, I mean, we know what we've had in the last couple of weeks.
Months.
Actually, it's only been a couple of weeks now because we haven't had much rain. But those marquees, I'll never... It was actually... I think it was October, actually. We had a client who... We were on the top of a city building and we had put out a marquee, and they were having speeches downstairs. And I heard this, and it's like, bah, 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 on the roof.
With the wind.
And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I got up and I feel like I'm going to just be blown off this roof. And I want to hold down the tent. And it's just like, they can't hear the speeches, but there's literally nothing I can do. The wind has picked up the tent, and you know. So make sure you have somebody who is maybe on call all the time if there is a problem with that tent.
Especially, 100%. And you know, with these floods, it's not a myth, hey? Marquees get flooded. Like, production stops because of the rain. But leave it. And that's why, again, it's so important that you make sure that you're using professional suppliers, people that have a good reputation and have the skill set to weather anything that happens.
Yeah.
Because if you're finding somebody who's fly by night and you're going to go on price, and I know a lot of people will say, oh no, but they're cheaper, so that's what counts. Cheap is expensive, my friends.
Yeah.
Cheap is very, very expensive, because if something goes wrong, those people are not going to be able to manage the whole process for you.
And Tommy, let's go back to this whole festive season thing.
Mm.
So, you know, like, if you're going to have a New Year's wedding, do you suggest we keep it the same as like a standard wedding? I know, is there such thing as a standard wedding? But as
not
yes.
so much anymore. But I definitely think if you are going to do a New Year's, you have to address the fact that it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And you have to make it something that's going to be enjoyable. And the thing is, you also need to consider that you need to make sure that it's something that people are going to still be alive and awake and not completely plastered by midnight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so you need to consider your timing as well.
How to start at 3:00, like,
it's ridiculous.
We would normally do in Johannesburg, is ridiculous. First of all, you've been up since at least 7:00, starting with hair and makeup and whatever else like that. Can you imagine now you having to go? I mean, even at 7:00, clients start to get tired.
I just got like a wave of sleep. So
you
tired.
Know, so you know, why do you have to start and have a standard time of 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon?
100%.
Have you ever thought about it, doing a ceremony at that time? At the
strike of midnight? Yeah. Oh, well, the problem is there's going to be too many kisses. We're not focused on the wine.
And then I think in terms of marriage laws and the offices, I don't know if they would quite marry you if you, I mean, to try and not stay inebriated.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, New Year's Eve equals alcohol in copious amounts. You know what I mean? You barely try, you try piece together what happened the day before.
So
New
no
Year's
sex
day.
On the night of the wedding.
Yeah, maybe too drunk. You don't know what he's, you know, what the problems could be as a result of. But you definitely, I think you need to address something more party-like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do need to make it more festive. And in terms of your entertainment, I think you are going to spend a little bit more because you have asked quite a lot of your friends to not be at their houses brying with their mates or whatever the case is. And they've come out. And, you know, you even need to think of attire. Are you going to make it like a cocktail thing? Are you going to make it like a more chilled thing? Because this is
a perfect opportunity for you to have a themed wedding.
100%.
How awesome would that
imagine
be?
Like a Gatsby or like,
dress it up.
100%. And go all the way. But yeah, your timing for me is something very, very important. Also, another thing is cake choices. Do you find that people are doing more like fruitcake? Because it's...
Fruitcake at a New Year's wedding?
No, not fruitcake at a New Year's... towards. No. I feel like also cake at that time. I don't know. But I find that people... have a lot of fruitcake around Christmas. You know, that cake with like the raisins and the dates or whatever.
I don't know about you.
I think I maybe haven't had one that tastes amazing. Maybe that's the issue.
Okay, so you're going to come around to my house.
Okay.
You're going away though, hey?
Hey, over Christmas?
Away? Yeah.
No, but it's after Christmas.
Okay, so you come around to my house and I'll give you a good...
It's a date.
It's a date.
Done and done. But perhaps also consider the fact that maybe... If you are going to do something over festive, especially closer to Christmas, around New Year's,
that
or maybe
could be
just
a nice
after,
gifting idea.
It could be a really nice gifting idea because it's also with the times. Yeah. So I'm not saying, you know, ignore Christmas altogether and have like a wedding.
Yeah.
Yes, do your colors and that kind of thing. But have something that, you know, does say to people, yes, we're aware that it's Christmas season. We're not like ignoring it ultimately. But I've also had clients who've actually started their weddings much earlier to let people go.
Yes.
You know, but the problem there that you run into is photo time. Because
and then having photos in the harsh light.
100%, 100%. Yeah. So do you do your photos before earlier on in the morning, or do you arrange a post shoot later, or do you guys stay on as a couple later with your mate or whatever the case is, just so that you can actually let people go around, go later on so that they can, especially if you're going to do something on the 23rd, for example.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect, if you're going to do something on the, like literally around that Christmas time, I wouldn't suggest it being like a destination wedding or it being a wedding where you want people to stay over. People are going to come and go. They want to see you get married, they want to celebrate, and they want to go
pop in and out.
New Year's, on the other hand, I would definitely make sure you have enough accommodation for your guests.
100%.
Because the last thing you want is on New Year's
Eve, people are there to settle. Yeah,
you know, there are you, and you want them to be able to party if they want to party,
100%.
And not worry about having to get home in from the middle of nowhere type thing.
Yeah, and you also need to consider, what time does your venue close if you're looking at doing years? Because in Joburg, a lot of the venues will say cutoff is at 1 latest, or music must come off at 1.
I would suggest, if you're going to plan a New Year's wedding, before you even book that venue, talk about that upfront.
100%.
What are your time restrictions and things like that? I think in terms of venues that are in areas where there's a lot of noise restrictions, they might be slightly lenient in that time because there's so much happening anyway
100%.
All around.
100%.
Another thing I think it's a good idea to look at is babysitters, and that might push up your cost. Your costs are going to go through the roof anyway.
Yeah, this is one thing. This is a fact, guys.
Your bar needs to actually triple. Your bar bill.
You cannot, over that period of time, you cannot limit your bar. Yes, you might not put your whiskeys and, you know, your champagnes and stuff on, but definitely beers, ciders, maybe some wine. You really do need to supply some kind of alcohol because that's what that season kind of demands. But yes, I completely agree. Your costs are going to go up even with your suppliers. I find that, you know, suppliers even charge a surcharge because it is holiday season, especially when you're looking at anything over the 20th, because they need to now start paying their team over time.
And it's a public holiday. You know, it's the New Year's Day is a public holiday, so it's time and a half, depending.
And now people must come and collect on New Year's Day. In what state, you know, is anything even open? You know, your breakages are most likely going to be higher because, you know, people are just more flamboyant with their party.
And I mean, the next day you might even have to make sure you have a good greasy breakfast, and your party can continue, which, you know, as much much as we are very negative about it, we don't want to be the suppliers helping you on that. You know? We would rather join you.
Yes, yes, 100%.
But I think it's a great, especially Christmas, absolute no-no.
Yeah.
But New Year's,
yeah,
it could
New Year's
be a really, really good day
doable.
To look at.
Yeah, 100%. And again, with that, you'd have to also look at your times, because a lot of people also find that especially if they've got family in Joburg or closer to wherever you're planning to have your wedding, you know, around Christmas they go to family, but around New Year's people are keen to be with their mates and stuff.
And something you shouldn't forget is you've got to, and it might add to your budget again, is you've got to remember the countdown. It can't just be like on the dance floor and 10, 9. And you can't just be standing there and the DJ counting it down. It's got to be something of like a wow moment.
Yes,
and that might be a picture moment as well.
Sure, 100%. Like confetti guns
balloons going off and sparklers and the really whole thing. Make it like a New Year's
thing.
Yeah,
so that people can actually feel it and say, yes, it was a part. You have to address the fact that it's on New Year's.
And chat to your photographer and your videographer again about that, because yes, they're probably going to also try and get their partners to be there.
Yes.
And I don't think as a couple you should not allow that.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a nice way to say we appreciate you working
on
that day.
We understand that it's a hectic day,
but
to
also
be
say that is a very important part that you need to capture that moment.
You
don't
can't
be kissing your
focus on me. Like, I get it.
Focus on me
first. Yes, 100%. 100%.
Same. And then, so, I mean, and how long do you let it go on for?
This is the thing. You see, in Joburg...
Is it 12:30 and, like, 12 o'clock and the party's finished?
100%. Oh. And a lot of venues will say you can still be on site until 2. So people can still relax and have a drink or whatever. But at 2 o'clock, they want everything to be shut down.
Yeah.
You know, I know in Cape Town, a lot of the places will say 4 o'clock or whatever, which is kind of more doable. But a lot of the times, even on New Year's, people want to stay until the sun comes up. You know, they want to be a part of that whole movement. But you need to arrange all of those things with your venue beforehand, because you don't want to be haggling with that, but because it actually affects somebody's New Year.
And... like if your venue has been very open to you, like going up until the sunset comes,
sunrise.
Sorry, I've had a few to drink. But you know, do something around that.
Yeah.
Why don't you have like picnic blankets? And people are going to get hungry.
Yeah,
another thing that you're going
to
consider.
Feed them.
You can't just have main and dessert and that's it. You're literally your wedding is that much longer.
Yes.
So you're going to have to feed them. Think of fun ideas of like.
How to feed them.
Like borevos rolls and maybe breakfast bars or something. I don't know.
100%. Even your gifts can even be like little hangover packs. Like you can have like a panado, maybe with a little champagne.
It makes me feel like I just want to do this New Year's wedding. And I've done it before and I hated it. But anyway. But no.
I think from the guest point of view, from a client's point of view, it can really be a fun wedding.
Yeah.
But only if you address the fact that it's on New Year's.
Yeah.
Don't try to have a traditional wedding that starts at 3 and, you know, everybody must be very, very formal and so on. Don't try and do the traditional route if you know your wedding is
going
to
really be. You really are going to have to do some nice, like, entertainment is going to cost you more. You are just, you also want to celebrate the New Year coming in.
Right.
You might want to have the New Year 2017 signs.
Yes.
Your photo booth must be going.
100%.
You can't just have the photographer. You're going to have
photo booth guys. You're going to have to, like, you really have to treat it like a party and make it worthwhile. And it's not to say people are going to drag their feet. They want to come and celebrate your celebration. But you need to make it worth their while for New Year's, because, you know, the honest fact is I would rather be with my mates.
And you don't want it to be one of those weddings, oh yeah, it was a nice wedding.
Yeah.
At the end
really
of the day, this is the New Year. You're welcoming a New Year's and you really don't want to be having a boring wedding.
100%,
yeah. 100%. Seeing 2017 in was, it was okay.
It was all right, yeah.
You want it to be a memorable one.
100%. Look, there is lots to speak about. I think even in terms of how you do your gifting, I'm sure your gifts will be wrapped at the shops in Christmas wrapping, you know, when people are doing that.
That's another thing to think of. If you're getting married in December and you're going on honeymoon... Like, think about Christmas gifting.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do all your Christmas shopping before your wedding.
100%.
Because...
Do people even really still do Christmas shopping? I just feel like people's disposable income isn't as much as it used
to be. Especially if you're having a wedding at this time. You're probably like...
Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like it's just like for you and your hubby and like maybe your parents. Or like, you know, it's not as extensive as it used to be, where it was just like, everybody, you get a gift, you get a gift. You know, it's not, that kind of party anymore.
So it's something to consider.
Consider for
you don't want to be running around around last minute at the shops. You've just come back from a beautiful honeymoon and now you're like, the stress.
Yeah, and you do have to have dotted your I's and crossed your T's way before normal. You know, things that we would have done in that last week of the wedding, you need to move it 2 to 3 weeks beforehand because there's so many public holidays. Literally, guys, people are closed on certain days and we won't be able to act. So if there's like last minute changes or whatever the case is, trying to print your seating chart.
Tombi, we have it all the time. We're getting a seating plan today for tomorrow. It just cannot. You simply cannot be disorganized like that. You think about the building trade. Their last orders are end of October. So, you know, not that we're in building and we're trying to get bricks, but we are still building a wedding.
100%.
And people, the supplies, your paper supplies that are being imported, all of they're those closed. Type of things are maybe limited in stock. Maybe 100%. They're still open, but the actual last minute orders of certain things maybe can't.
But even to get a laser cutter, as common as it is, a lot of those guys close over the festive season. You find that, you know, from the 18th or from the 16th or whatever the case is, they are closed. So if you need to get stuff cut, your signage, your seating charts and things like that, it's, you know, printing is one thing, but if you need to get stuff cut, it's going to be impossible. Another thing that you need to consider as well is maybe look at getting some kind of I don't know how to say this without offending women. Your dress. In terms of your alterations, Christmas is usually, festive season is usually a time.
What are you saying? Too much
weight? That's not what you see. This is what I was afraid of.
But you will.
Yes, because in festive, but in festive season, generally, people gain weight in that December month.
And that is something to consider, even if you're getting married in like January.
Yes.
Don't eat too much, ladies.
100%. Because guys, a lot of the times, the seamstresses are people that have to go home. You know what I mean? So in terms of fixing your dress or letting it out a little bit or whatever the case is, there's actually no one there to do it.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of people not wanting to. The people that have the skill set might not be available.
And on that note, like in terms of your tanning, if you're married in Cape Town and you're doing a little bit of tanning beforehand, you don't want to put on a bikini with straps and then you've got this like sweetheart neckline 100%. And a strapless dress. And how you got straps.
Yeah, and the same, it goes into your beauty as well. Mm. Obviously in December, it's junk food, it's brides. I mean, I feel like in December, I cook once on Christmas Day.
We already started all that junk food yesterday. Yeah. Gosh, she was just feeding me.
But in terms of what we eat, you're drinking a lot more alcohol. You're going to bloat. You're doing a lot more junk food. Your skin, brides especially, be careful over festive season because you're not eating the way you used to eat and it's going to affect your skin and then that's going to cause problems in terms of your photos and your makeup and generally how you feel because there's nothing worse than, I mean, as a woman, you know how it is to feel bloated. It's the worst.
And tell me, Ntombi, from a makeup perspective, what if you do go away and you tan quite a bit and now you're getting married in January and now you're super tanned and you've already had a trial. Is that okay?
No, that's absolutely fine. I mean, a good makeup artist should be able to match your foundation no matter what. Yes, of course, we do write down our notes, you know, at the trial and say, this is what we use, this is what looked great. So it might take maybe a few minutes longer or whatever, because we might have to mix another foundation or whatever to make sure because if you are tan or you've had a huge like change in something, for example, just let your
freckles.
Makeup
freckles come out big time in the sun.
Definitely a Caucasian problem.
Okay.
We just get zwok. So you guys get freckles if you tan too much.
Yes,
do they fade again? Or
I must be honest, I don't really have that problem. But I know my friend, she struggles big time with freckles.
Yeah, 100%.
She says, I don't want to go in the sun because I'm going to get more freckles. I'm like, okay.
Okay, you see, so those are things that you just need to be aware of. And I think also with Caucasians, your hair does get lighter, isn't it? Like I know with Shannon at the office, you know, it was one color and like every week it's just getting lighter and lighter and lighter. So you just
it might just be what she's putting in her hair.
Shout out to Shannon. But you know, you need to consider all of those changes that happen because you have a completely different lifestyle in December than you would have had during the year. So those changes are definitely going to affect how you look and how you feel on the wedding day. Same thing with the guys, your boobs.
And a sunglass tan.
Yes, you know, guys wear sunglasses at all times.
You can't hide that because there's no face at the wedding.
100%. And you know, even the behavior behavior is more debaucherous than it usually is during the year. So, and you know, guys can get really crazy in terms of like hurts, especially when they're out with their mates, and you know, it's just crazy injuries that happen to them when they're out and about. So if you are getting married over the festive season, just beware, you know, you know, behave cautiously.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's a fabulous time of the year to get married. Everybody is in the party mode. So you do find that your guests are gonna have fun. But you as the couple also need to take that into consideration. This is people's downtime. They want to have fun. They want to have a good experience. So make sure that your wedding is an experience.
100%, 100%. Look, good luck if you are getting married over the festive season. Be aware of bugs and all things crazy. Make sure that there's lots of alcohol. Skimp on the flowers, more on the booze.
And don't encourage your guests to drink and drive. Cliffcentral.com.